up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, first of the year, man. I'm your boy, JD.
Your boy, Big E.
Your boy, Mike.
And what's up, boys, man? It's been a long break, two and a half week break, but it's the new year, first episode, boys. How have y'all been?
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. 2026 is here. The year of Talk That Talk, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year. 2026 is here. It's crazy. Crazy New Year. The year done flew by, but glad to still be doing this with y'all, man. Going into the new year. Talk That Talk. It's been a minute, man.
How was y'all's Christmas, man? Everybody. Did Santa come see y'all?
Santa came seeing us. I was a little sick over the break, but I mean, it is what it is. Had to stay home with the girl, and we just had little date nights every night. But it was good. Got to kick it with the boys after, but it was fun, man. Sad we had to be sick, but it is what it is. Stayed home and make sure we didn't get no one else sick.
Hey,
yeah, man.
Gotta stay home.
Yeah, no, them suds are serious, bro.
All right, man. It is flu season.
No, man, it's going around like crazy. But yeah, glad you're back and better. Santa did make an appearance, of course. This house is crazy with Santa's toys. So shout out Santa for all this mess that we got to deal with now over here.
Shout out Santa.
But always blessed, man. Had a good holidays, man. Best time of the year, man. I'm sad it had to go. Y'all know me, man. I'm sad it had to go.
Y'all still got y'all's Christmas lights up, huh?
I mean, I had to take them down. It's been nice this past week.
I hate when the season ends, man, because it's such a great time. It is. It's the most wonderful time of the year, man.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time for a reason. But the weather was 70, so I was like, you know what? Ain't no better time to get up there than now, because it's fucking 70 degrees right now.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, how are you? What about you, Biggie? I know Santa came about three times over there in that crib.
Plenty of times.
It was good, man. Kids, everyone got what they wanted, and everyone was happy, man. So that's all I can ask for, man. Blessings. We're blessed, and thank God for everything that we do have. So
word.
It was a good, yeah, it was man, good, you, it was good hanging out with the family, and New Year's was good, man. All we did was watch Stranger Things, and I didn't do no partying or turning up. I'm doing a dry January, man, so trying to go dry all January. No alcohol for Big E, you know, trying to start the year off on the right foot. And so yeah, we just stayed in the house, watched some Stranger Things, and just hung out. So
yeah, new, man, episode, see, new episode coming out tonight, tomorrow.
I was hoping, man. I'm praying. Man, that was our show, man.
That's it. That's all we've been talking about. And then if you ain't watched it, we gonna let us put you on some game and go start Stranger Things, and you will never look back. You'll never look back.
What a GOAT show, man. What a GOAT show.
Legendary.
Legendary. Put on.
Awesome. Yeah. It's very good. One of the best shows ever, honestly.
It's definitely up there. If I'm going top three shows for me, I think Breaking Bad will always have number one.
Always.
Breaking Bad was just amazing.
Breaking Bad is amazing.
I'd have to go Breaking Bad, Stranger Things, and Sons of Anarchy. Top three.
I gotta go. Okay, I like it. Same set, just one's off. I'm gonna go Breaking Bad, The Office, and Stranger Things.
I love it. Yeah.
I guess my would be the same too, but I got to throw Prison Break in there, man. Prison Break was my, that was nice.
I need to watch some more shows, man. I need to, you might put me on Prison Break.
Prison Break is nice.
I've heard.
I like that one.
I mean, have y'all, we've all watched the Ozarks, right?
Ozark is
okay. That's at four. That's at four for me.
That's tough.
Marty Bird, man. Dog.
Hey, Snowfall. Y'all gotta watch Snowfall. Snowfall. Ooh,
Snowfall's good.
Snowfall's tough.
Brick by brick. Dog ass show, man.
Yeah,
for real.
It's a dog show. But
yes, sir.
Who knows, yes, sir. Yeah. But anyways, man, we are coming up to 100 episodes pretty soon, boys. 2026. I'm excited. And without further ado, man, a lot has happened, obviously, over the two breaks. And unfortunately, Texas Tech crapped the bed against Oregon. And you know, it was tough, but it looks like we're back and reloaded into the portal very quickly. But I mean, boys, overall performance of Texas Tech season and that playoff game.
Man, just off their back, man. I want to give credit to Joey and this Texas Tech team. They absolutely overcame so much this year, and they really put Texas Tech back on the map in football. And it's wide open now, man. With NIL, SEC ain't running this shit no more. And it's open for anybody and everybody. And I think Cody Campbell and them donors and what Texas Tech got's cooking, man. I think, you know, we got our foot in the door. We got what it felt. We felt like what it is to be ranked number four in the nation. You know, lost a tough game. Didn't even show up. You know, we saw a completely different Texas Tech team. Not the defense, but the offense. I mean, it just was pitiful. We've been saying it all year, though. You know that the offense was shaky, and that'd be the reason that we don't show up. And that's exactly what happened. Pitiful performance. Barron Morton just did not show up, sadly. And best of luck to Barron. But hey, I'm already looking on the next season, man. Soresby season, man. Soresby time. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I think all the stuff that's happened after the game, you know, kind of made up for the fact of what happened in the game. Just a disappointing end to just a fucking it was just a magical season, bro. Like we had it all. We had everything we wanted to make a run and to make this to national championship. We had it all, and just to go out like that, bro, it's just disappointing and embarrassing. Honestly, that too. I mean, at least. I mean, I don't know if you blame it on the break, blame it on whatever, but just disappointing, man. That defense is crazy, and they showed it. But like you said, man, that really makes you appreciate this Soresby signing now.
Yeah.
After that,
they gave away that number too quick.
And I mean, just like you know, Joey and staff and everybody that's involved. Like they said, I mean, this is the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, something huge, and I truly believe that Texas Tech is going to be able to perform in the big game next year.
Yeah.
Do they need to change this 3 weeks off for the bye? I mean, absolutely. I think that had a big part in the rust that we've seen. I mean, that's just a long break, bro. Like you're taking time off.
Yeah. Right? And you've seen it for not only Tech, but for two other teams.
Yeah.
Ohio State. We're talking about Indiana, Ohio State.
Indiana came out and played. They're a good team, but I mean, one in seven in the past 2 years? That has to say something.
That's a long time, man. That's really a really, really long time.
Next year, if we just got to go play JMU to stay going, fuck it. Put us at five so we don't gotta.
Hey, to be honest, put us at five
so we can go roll up a not power five school. Like,
yeah.
Just to keep
at least they off. they put up some points against Oregon. That's tough. Yeah. That's very tough.
But we had a
great magical season, like y'all said, and congratulations to everybody in that organization. But like I said, the beginning of the future is here, and Cody Campbell is here to stay, and he made that very clear. And you know, I'm excited for Soresby. Our schedule next season is cake, and I think we go 12-0. So we might be another top four seed regardless what Soresby and the lottery returners that we're getting, the transfer portal, we're going crazy. And we're
going just crazy.
Reloading went up, so. Crazy, JD. I'm went talking crazy. We have not just Soresby, but man, it's just crazy how Texas Tech is not afraid to spend this money.
Yep.
And we're putting it in the right spots. We're keeping our defense loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping the defense absolutely loaded. And there's got to be a wide receiver coming.
Yeah. Cam Coleman, hopefully. Auburn, number one receiver.
Someone's coming.
Transfer portal, so.
Hopefully. Someone's coming. Someone's going to take this money because I don't think they're going to load that defense for us just to be mid on offense again.
And we got all three of our running backs coming back, too. Our Quentin Joyner going to be healthy, and we'll have Cameron Dickey and Jacoby Williams in the backfield. So three-headed monsters in the backfield, as long as our with Brendan Soresby, he's a dual threat quarterback. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, Mike, we've been riding him all year.
All year. We've been, I know you've heard his name on here.
Hey, come on.
I know y'all never heard
Insert
his name
that
on
squad
here.
ride week on Cincinnati. Never
Oh,
forget it.
more than we are.
Never forget it.
We're high on our boy Sorsby, man. And like you said, man, we're having the pick of the litter right now in this transfer portal and just going crazy.
Whatever we
Literally,
want. We get
who we
what we
want.
want.
We get what we want. Yeah,
And
you know what I want.
the freshman class too coming in. We got some five stars coming in too, four
Yeah.
stars that can make an immediate impact for the team.
Yeah, for
So it's
sure.
going to be great for us in the future. I mean,
Looking on to next year, but it does suck, you know, for the guys that, you know, did miss out on winning that national championship, you know, it being their only year to do it, like Rodriguez and David Bailey. Those
yeah.
boys, I mean, yeah, they're headed to the draft. I mean, don't really feel bad for them. They're gonna be top picks, but
Yeah.
easy.
I did want to see them host that Natty, man, in Texas Tech, because they were a part of the first year of the rebuild. Not rebuild, but
They've been in this.
rebranding, because I feel like
Yeah.
this is a whole new, like, bro, we're not just Texas Tech anymore. Like, we're gonna be good for
National
years.
brand. We saw
The
y'all saw
brand. In Times
Sorsby sign up
Square?
in Times Square.
Man, that Times
Exactly,
Square.
in Times Square.
We're gonna be
That's
good for years
crazy.
to come, man. And that's the thing. We win these games, we have big seasons, that money just keeps coming in. That money keeps coming in. People keep
That
investing
oil
into
money,
Texas
baby.
Tech. And
Yeah.
drill,
Drill,
baby,
baby, drill.
drill.
Drill, baby,
Hey! Come
drill.
on.
Drill,
Come
baby,
on.
drill.
We need it all.
But yeah, man,
We
out of
need
all disappointment, there's always a bright side, and that is definitely the bright side. We're here. And I mean, honestly, man, this is going to be, I think, the new norm for Texas Tech football
all. Oh,
now.
yeah.
I think, like you said, we rebranded, and that's what it is. And I'd say the expectations are going to be here now, but boy, they're going to be up there every year now if this is how it's going to be.
And it helps that we got one of the best facilities in the country too, so
That's what's drawing everybody, bro. I mean, I think that every time I see something like the facilities, the facilities, the facility. Like, I mean,
Better
hey,
than NFL facilities.
we doing it big down here in Lubbock, bro. Who wouldn't
Hey, better
want
than a
to
damn
come here?
Cowboys locker room. Hell,
Yeah,
went and tore
better
that
than
sorry
most.
ass locker room. I was
Better
like,
than most.
damn, Texas Tech got it nicer in here, nicer than them.
Oh yeah.
It's
That's
exciting. It's
yeah.
exciting. We'll get into these games, man. Oregon, after beating us, or is going to face Indiana after putting a beating on Alabama, which was surprising, but I knew Alabama. I thought Indiana was going to win regardless in this game. Rematch. Indiana had beat them in the regular season, the Pac-12 conferences, but boys, this is going to be a good game, honestly. 3.5 point spread. Does Fernando Mendoza keep this magical season alive for Indiana, or does Oregon in that defense, put an upset on these boys?
Man, it's gonna be a very close game. I think this thing's gonna come down to the wire, and definitely gonna be won by either two or three. But I do believe, and I am a Mendoza believer. Shout out Sean, San Sanchez, Manny Mendoza, and Victor Mendoza. Shout out Primo Mendoza's, man. I do think they get it done here, and like I said, I am a Mendoza believer, and he's a dog. Like you said, miss me. The other teams with the bye, they had the rust. And they looked like they didn't miss a click. Like they were hitting on all cylinders. And they look sharp against Bama. I mean, to whoop Bama's ass like that, 38-3. I mean, you don't just do that to Alabama.
Yeah,
You gotta be a good
literally.
football team. And
Literally.
at a neutral site, it was a dog fight, but I love it, man. I got Indiana winning this one. Very close game, though. Oregon puts up a fight. Can they win it in the end? Maybe. But Mendoza does enough on his end to pull it out, I think. 2 minute
Yeah.
drill comes down. Mendoza got to go get three, and he does.
Yeah, I think I definitely have, Texas Tech, Indiana in any bracket that I made. I'm having Indiana. I thought the winner of this side of the bracket was, I think, will actually win it all, honestly. And whoever it be, but it's easy to say Indiana. I mean, for now, he's just the Heisman. You saw what they just did to Bama. They rolled Bama. I think Oregon keeps it close for sure, and I think they might keep it close enough to win and at least cover. I just think they bring everything on defense towards Mendoza. I think Mendoza had it. It seemed very easy against Alabama. Just a real easy game for them on both sides. And I think Oregon, defense is looking good as they did this past week. We all watched it. And they still got, you know, a good offense that can at least compete, you know, and keep up with, you know, maybe keep up with Indiana. But it's Big Ten. This is a Big Ten matchup. These games are always close. These games are always tough. And I think Oregon, like I said, I think they let loose. And they just bring it on, man. You got nothing to lose against this guy, honestly. I think you win this. You for sure, I think you win it all.
Yeah.
And, I mean, treat this like the Natty if you want to. But I think they bring it, man. I think they, you know, I think they do enough. Keep it close to at least maybe have a chance at a tie, you know, tie field goal, go to overtime, or maybe a game-winning field goal. But I do think Oregon keeps it close.
Yeah. Oh, you said that defensive Oregon, man, they are very, very good. And we saw it, like I said, we saw it against Tech, and man, they got some boys that could get after the ball, get after the QB. Indiana's O-line, all five are NFL prospects. I think they hold up very well. Brandon Mendoza is just going to – he looks sharp. No rest on him when they played Alabama. I think he comes out ready to play. Got some playmakers on the outside. And that defense, their defense is very good as well. I don't know. I for some reason, I think Indiana is going to cover this spread pretty easy, win by more than 3.5. By the point, just in case, but Indiana and Fernando Mendoza, man, them boys, I'm rooting for the. Since he won the Heisman, that boy, that team, he's humble, he's a great man, and you know, I think they deserve to win this game, this magical season that they're having. And Fernando Mendoza, man, he's just gonna be the number one pick and go to the Raiders and see what happens from there. But it's gonna be tough if whoever they reach on the other side of the bracket, Ole Miss, Miami. I don't know, boys. We didn't think Miami was gonna get past round one, and here they are. In the semifinals, shout out Kane, but
shout out Kane, man.
Shout out Kane. He did ask me for me to say one thing when we did talk about this. He requested that I said, "I told you so." So there you go, Kane. I gave you that, and hey, man, I'll give it to you, bro. You did call it. You were on point with the Miami call. The way the game went, I mean, it was like. You're a fucking time traveler. I don't know.
You were at the game already.
Yeah.
You're already at the game.
Old Marty, yeah. So, I don't know. It's like you said, JD, this side of the bracket, I don't think either team can beat Indiana in the big one. So, this game's a toss-up, but if I'm going to put my money on anybody, I'm going to ride with Miami. And I think they'll be the ones to go to the national championship and face Fernando Mendoza, Heisman winner, and the Indiana team.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out Kane. Any other time, I would probably pick Ole Miss just because of the whole Lane Kiffin drama that they got going. You know, just got to prove them wrong, you know, but you left for no reason. But Kane came on here and talked that talk for Miami, and Miami is actually talking that talk. So I'm just gonna ride with Kane, and I'm gonna go with the U. I'm gonna go with the U. You know, it's a good run. Chambliss is a dog.
Yeah, dog.
And you coming back next year? You're a dog. But I'm gonna go with the defense again, man. Like I said, Oregon defense on the other side. I think Miami has a good defense too on this side. I think Carson Beck can do enough just to win, man. They're hot and they're rolling, and I think this is a good matchup for them to go against Ole Miss. Like I said, man, I'm strictly because Kane motherfucking Santos is why I'm going with the U.
Yeah, I love you, Kane, but man, I'm sorry. I just fell in love with this Trinidad Chambliss quarterback. Man, he is a dog against a dog team in Georgia. We didn't think they were going to beat Georgia. We thought Georgia was going all the way.
To do that against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and put up 39 points, man. The plays he was making. Throwing the ball, deep balls on the run, just throwing dimes, and they got one of the best running backs in the country in Lacey. Yes, the defense is hot. I think they kind of have to score a little bit more points this game because Ole Miss got one of the best offenses in the country, and Chambliss is here to make a statement. He chose to stay and play with Ole Miss and as Coach Lane Kiffin left, and I think they're just here to make a statement and put a big FU to Lane Kiffin and make it to the Natty. So I'm sorry, Kane, I love you. That defense is amazing. Their D-line, defensive ends are crazy good. One of them might be a Tennessee Titan and Bane Jr., so we'll see. But give me Trinidad Chambliss and that offense to take this home and face Indiana. So
respect. And back to I mean, what I want to hit on too is Yeah, I'm taking Miami, but the only thing that I can see that goes wrong in this game for Miami is Carson Beck. Is Carson Beck. Yes, he's played phenomenal in the last two or three games.
I don't know about phenomenal. He just did what he had to do.
He's doing enough.
Yeah.
He's doing enough. Barely squeaked by Texas A&M. Barely got it done. I'm going to say, man, if Carson Beck can't go out there and sling three, I don't think he gets it done. It's going to take points to beat this team.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ole Miss defense, I mean, bro, yeah, they allowed a lot of points to Georgia, but that's Georgia, man. Like, if we were to line up Georgia and Miami, I think Georgia beats them.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way I see it. And Ole Miss got it done, and they were good enough to beat Georgia in a shootout. I don't know if Carson Beck's built for that shit, bro.
He doesn't. And he's not. And if it comes down to a shootout, Ole Miss is going to win. Mm-hmm. He's not going to keep up with Chambliss. So that's why I think the defense has to show up and make it to where, like you said, Carson Beck just has to do enough.
Do enough.
Just do enough. You can do enough, and that's still winning. Like, yeah. that's the tough thing about it. I mean, mm-hmm. even the past two games. But, I mean, Texas A&M, Ohio State, I think Ole Miss does have the better offense out of all the, you know,
Miami, those Miami's two defense teams. Miami scored against Ohio State, too, so that's a mm-hmm. whole touchdown right there.
Yeah.
For their defense. Now, that's not even offense. So.
Yeah. So. Damn, you're right on that, bro.
Yeah.
That pick six shifted everything.
Mm-hmm.
That pick six is the reason they won mm-hmm. that game. Against mm-hmm. Ohio State.
That's exactly the reason.
I mean, it flipped the momentum.
Hey, he read that energy. Like a book. He read that so beautifully. I was like, damn. But
motion. I mean, he caught that boy and was already in the end zone.
He was ready. He was gone.
See ya.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm just watching Ole Miss in that Georgia game. That was probably one of the best games in this playoff, if not the best game so far. Mm-hmm. But I just, Trinidad Chambliss, I think it's that dog. And that team is out to show some, man. They are, I feel like. But that's going to be a good game ready for tomorrow for sure, 6:30. So,
what do y'all think about all the – do y'all think having all the like Michael Irvin, Ray Lewis, all the, you know, before timer, like, do y'all think having those guys out there –
That's that 01, that 2000, 2001 squad.
Yeah, y'all think that helped them out?
Oh, yeah, that's that aura on the field.
Y'all think that
hype?
Yeah, I mean,
you saw Michael Irvin
put in BTA. I mean, if you're giving money to school, you can't tell them nothing, bro. You can't tell them nothing. If they're donating to NIL,
if they're donating and they're the reason y'all are here, man, you can give them a headset. Give them a headset.
Man, what?
Well, I know you feel some type of way about it. Why? What are you going to say, bro?
I just feel like that just kind of, that's kind of like fucking kind of corny, bro. Like having them on the field, like doing belt to ass on the sideline. Like, come on, dog.
That boy Michael Irvin laying on the field. And,
yeah, bro, that's what I'm talking about. Like, y'all need to be in a suite doing this shit. Like, you're taking shine away from the players. I feel like you're taking the focus. You're taking their... This is their time. Y'all had y'all's time. Y'all already won.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give this team their time to shine, and don't be a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make a mistake, first person they're going to look at is fucking Michael Irvin. Like, no, we shouldn't be worried about Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis.
If they're on the sidelines, count how many fucking times that the camera showed them. They're gonna be showing them the whole game.
It's like Taylor Swift in the.
It's gonna be Taylor Swift all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then him doing BTA, bro. I'm sorry. If I was Ohio State, I'm gonna go tackle his ass.
You're gonna see me. Yeah,
I'm causing a scene. Fuck
you. Yeah. You want to be 20 years old again so bad?
BTA this. BTA this, Mike Orton.
Yeah. Word. Word.
Yeah, like, no, I get you on that, but like I said, if
it is aura though, I it's just kind of like,
and if you're giving money to the team, man, like
that's like the Broncos making the Super Bowl and fucking Super Bowl 50 squad pulls up and they on the sideline.
Mm.
Like, it's just
you gonna tell them no?
Man, yeah, the fuck.
Gonna be hype. You're gonna be like, yeah, Super Bowl 50. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. My bad.
They said, man, whatever money they putting up hell of money. So I guess they can do whatever they want to, but I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I get it.
You had your time. You had your time. Let it go.
It's gonna be some good football games, man, all week, Thursday, Friday, going to Saturday, man, NFL playoffs, wild card weekend. Got one team on the bye, one team playing, and one team getting ready for the draft. So, team playing this weekend.
You Packers. Got everything over here. You got everything. You got all the feelings. You got everything going on over here. I'm talking
about that. Everything going on. And the one team playing this weekend, man, or division game for the third time this year, this season, Packers and Bears rematch. Mike, man, that's going to be a tough one. 7 seed going to a 2 seed. I mean, on the road, what do you think? What you got?
I mean, could you have it any better? Could you have it any better? Going on the road, going back to Chicago after the last game, after these two dogfights we done had during the season, bro, you can't write it more perfect. The stars are aligning, the storybook ending's coming, and here it is, starts with the Bears. Division game, it's tough, but man, we got everybody coming back. There's the time that we're coming into this playoffs is lining up perfect. It really is. Jordan Love back, Josh Jacobs back, you know, a couple of our old linemen coming back, defense coming back. Only thing that's, you know, Micah's, that's tough. That's going to hurt. We got no pass rush right now, but somebody got to step up. And I think that's what happens, man. And Josh Jacobs coming back is huge. I think you got to rely on this run game. Jordan Love going to make some plays, but, man, everything's got to click. And I think everything does click, man. I just have a feeling that it's just looking up for us right now. I think everybody's high on the Bears. The Bears are good, but the Packers should be 2-0 against them this year, if we're being honest. And just the spot that we're in, man, I just love everybody being back. The Bears are nervous, man. The Bears are nervous. They got everything to lose. Just the fact that it's the Green Bay Packers, bro, makes them nervous.
What LeBron said in the finals, they fucked up in the head, man.
They are.
They're nervous.
They're mental out there. They're nervous. They're nervous.
Dog.
And, you know, it is going to be a tough-ass game. It is. It's going to be a dogfight. I already know this game's going to come down to the end because that's how it always goes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be cold.
Man, I love.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. I'm glad we built for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to run ball hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be cold.
And Mike, you hit it on the money. You said everything you need to say. But Matt LaFleur. LaFleur, we need you to call a fucking game. Call a game of your life.
Yeah.
We need you not to shy away from the run. Mm-hmm. Get the run game going and don't go away from it.
Yeah, no excuse.
Do not go away from it. Because if not, is that seat getting a little hot?
I think it's cooled off. Mm-hmm. I think he's locked in. I think he's going to be locked in. I think he's going to be locked in. I mean, we've been to the playoffs. I don't know how many times with him at the helm. I think we only missed playoff one time when he's had not with us, or when he's been with us. But yeah, you hit it, bro. Matt, you gotta get in your bag, bro.
And the receiving core has to step up. I'm not gonna lie. I think the receiving core on the Bears side is 100% better than the Packers. But someone has to step up, and they got to run that damn ball with Josh Jacobs. They got to run the ball for them to win this game. If not, then you're going to force Jordan Love to throw the ball. And I don't know if you can trust the receivers. You watch your team more than I do. So,
yeah.
I mean, they got to make
the plays. You got to win the time of possession. Time of possession is huge in this game. Keep Caleb off the field. Run the fucking ball. Good old Titan drive. Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, run ball hard. And that just opens everything up for the play action. It opens up Jay Love. Matt LaFleur, you can't shy away from the run. Get it going and don't go away. Get it going, don't go away.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I think that's the combo for the Packers all the time if we're going to win. As it comes to Josh Jacobs, got to do his thing. But then you also got to have somebody out there on the outside doing their thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that comes down to Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs, really, at the end of the day. And honestly, I got to say, it's got to be more. I think it'll be more on Christian Watson. I think that's he's our true number one wide receiver, I think. And that's what it comes to. And like you said, Jordan Love, I don't need Jordan Love to make throws. I just need him to do what you do. If it gets to the point where he's having to throw the ball a lot, then that's not a good sign for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all said,
it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough if y'all gotta throw the ball.
But man, we've been in piss this past month ever since that damn Denver game, bro. It's been downhill. So ever
since I did not know y'all were on a 4-game losing streak. I did not know this shit. That's tough. But hey, but Vegas knows
you're on a 4-game
losing streak,
and that's the thing.
It's a 1-point spread. Quit playing.
It's all back.
1-point spread.
It's all back. We got everything coming back. We had really a bye week last week.
Yeah.
That was huge. Yeah. We needed that. We ain't had a bye week. I mean, our bye week, we're the first team to have a bye week. Fucking week 5. We've been playing nonstop. No wonder we're injured.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Hey, it's good. That's why they say it's good to take care of business at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. It's just all the factors for the Green Bay Packers are looking good. And all we got to do is just come out and execute and just play. We beat them once, should have beat them, blown a lead in the fourth quarter on an onside kick. Mm-hmm. Just do what we do and break their hearts again, because history repeats itself.
If I'm in the film room, I'm replaying in the special teams room. I'm replaying the fucking onside kick. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that. And that's Romeo Doubs. That's the one who dropped it.
Yeah.
That was Romeo Doubs.
That was very tough.
But after this, the 4-game losing streak, I'm just happy to fucking be here in a 7-seed spot.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot. Like everything's lining up. We got a shot. Let's just do it.
It's just this rivalry is at the point where I feel like GB hates Caleb Williams.
Bro, it's hate on both sides.
It's hate season. It's hate season. I feel like this defense, the way he hit the Iceman on him,
that was disrespectful.
Hey, fucking hurt him.
there's beef regardless. There's beef with the teams, beef with the head coaches. It's just smoke, bro. It's just smoke every time the Bears and the Packers link up, and I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Any other way.
Dog fight. Good old fashioned dog fight right here.
Yep. And we started off on Saturday night.
And the game before that is going to be a good one, too. Rams, Panthers. Bryce Young in the playoffs for the first time. Panthers win the division for the first time in a long time.
The way they won is crazy.
Yeah, the way they won is very
crazy. The way they won is crazy.
We're over here. Come on, Falcons. Come on, Falcons. Please.
That Rams offense is something serious. You got Puka. You got Devontae. Kyren Williams. I mean, that offense is they've been one of the best teams all year, and the Panthers barely get in. I don't know. To me, I think the Rams just blow them out. It's the Bigs for a reason. Panthers barely got in by saving of the Falcons, and Bryce Young is your first taste of real football right here. Not real football, but playoff football, I guess you could say. And I think the Rams just they need to go see the Seahawks, and that game is going to be insane. So. I don't know. I just think that Rams offense is too much for the Panthers overall, and that defense is playing very well too. So, I mean,
for sure. I mean, you're asking a lot if you're a Panthers fan. You're asking for a rookie McMillan to step up and ball. I mean, have a night against a good secondary in the Rams, and then you're asking for Bryce Young to have a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, which does not have zero playoff experience. The only person that I can see being a reason the Panthers could pull this thing off is Rico Dotto. If they can control time of possession, they can keep Matthew Stafford off the field and run the ball, and just score points, man. Whether it's 3 or 7, I think the Panthers could pull it off. Cover the spread for sure. I think at the end, maybe a garbage time TD. 10's a lot of points, but we'll see. Rams for sure, though, man. Rams money line. Yeah. Got this one in the bag for sure.
Yeah, no, you said it, man. We talked about time of possession for the Green Bay Packers and Bears game, and this is really time of possession. That's really the only way that the Panthers can honestly win is if Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle actually do something, because I'm sorry, but Bryce Young and Ted McMillan is not going to go outperform Matt Stafford, Puka, Kyren Williams, Devontae Adams. If you're asking Bryce Young to be the reason you beat the Rams as 10.5 point underdogs, then you know how that shit go.
You know how that shit goes.
You know how that shit goes. Like the Panthers in there, man. I mean, some of, you know, it's every year. This we always say, man, they're in because of this sorry division. This sorry division, that's the reason they're in, and this is one of those games. Man, Rams are good. Rams are, you know, fucking really good. And I think they get their lick back against Panthers. I get, think yeah, they get their get lick back. Lick they get that lick back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah. So give me that. Rams and blowout, man. Rams and a blowout.
Rams and a blowout.
Rams
and
a blowout.
But, yeah, because that could easily be a top two, three seeds easily. So,
yeah.
But it's going to be a good one. And moving on to Sunday, man, we got three games. First one's going to be Jags and Bills. Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen. Boys.
JD, you know this team better than any of
AFC
us because
South.
They are AFC South.
AFC
I want to hear your take on this. Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars, T-Law, man. T-Shicey starting to heat up.
T-Law's playing some great football right now, man. And that receiving core that they got out there is they've came a long way. And I'm surprised, honestly, Biggie, you called it. You called it at the beginning of the season that they were going to come back and win this division over the Colts after the meltdown that they had. And they've just been playing some good football. And honestly, I think they beat Josh Allen and the Bills. That offense is great. That defense is trash. And I think that's what separates the two teams, the defense. Because that defense is – they're good. They're good. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is playing some damn ball right now. He beat us twice. He's put 40 points on us week 18. So, I mean, sheesh.
came to Denver and shredded us up, man. I mean, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Carved us up in Denver. I mean,
yeah, y'all got to witness it firsthand, man. T-Law for real. Yeah. T-Law
the real deal, man. I'm buying all into T-Law right now. And Job Hub, man. You're talking about T-Law, but let's talk about the menace.
You're talking about Josh Allen, the demon.
We talking about a playoff demon. He's been here probably his whole career, and he has continued to get put out. Mm-hmm. By Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow. You don't have Joe Burrow no more in this thing. You don't have Pat Mahomes. You don't have Lamar Jackson in here to take you out, Josh.
Wide open.
Yeah.
You got Trevor Lawrence, though. Can you overcome
Sunshine.
a road game? Can you overcome a road game on the road in Duval and go get this thing done, man? Can he do it? What do y'all think, boys?
He can't do it by himself.
He can't. He can't. That's the thing. Jacksonville has a defense.
Mm-hmm.
He has a defense. They are going to get stops. Can the Buffalo Bills get stops though?
And there, yeah.
I don't see it. I do not see this Jacksonville team not scoring at will. They are going to score points. And if Josh Allen can't keep up and score every possession, I don't think they win this game, bro. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that's all it is too. Every year with Josh Allen, his defense is, you know, pretty much almost a liability to him. He's gonna get you down the field. He's gonna get you some offense, but man, whenever you're having a match and match, it's tough to play like that all the time. And especially now against this hot Jags team. I mean, like I said, man, Big E been on him all year. He called it. He knows. He's seen it. And like I said, he's missed me seeing it so twice this year. Big E saw it. Jags are for real, man. Jags are for real. It's yeah. I hate fading the Bills, man. I hate fading Josh Allen. I hate it. But it's just the matchup, honestly, just does not look good for the Buffalo Bills.
It doesn't. And I think the public eye is going to buy into Josh Allen.
On the
Everybody
road.
Everybody wants Josh Allen. Who wouldn't want Josh Allen to go get it this year?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not
I
gonna
want
happen.
This motherfucker to go get it.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, man.
It's just he's. I don't think they as a team they don't have what it takes to stop this Trevor Lawrence offense.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a possibility that we see a little choke game from Jacksonville? You know they don't got a lot of playoff experience.
Has been a minute. Has been a minute since they've been.
They don't got a lot of playoff. They got one. What 1 year under T-Law, right?
Yeah. There could be,
and I think they lost in the wild card.
They could be a little fraud alert coming along. Is there a little fraud alert going to go out this weekend? I mean, it's Josh Allen, boys. I mean,
he's put this team on his back all year. Josh has. He scored three rushing touchdowns and throwing for touchdowns, like passing touchdowns a game. So.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. I mean, if we're going to talk about who the pressure's on in this game, pressure's on T-Law and the Jags. Like,
I think I think it's still on Buffalo. Yeah, I think it's on Josh Allen.
Josh Allen,
like you said,
he's feeling it.
Like you said, who you're always getting eliminated by? Who? Pat, Joe Burr, Lamar. You've always run into these dogs. Now it's wide open. Now it's yours for the taking, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's a train that I would love to ride. But man, boys, just this Jacksonville Jaguars train might just be even better.
Yeah. It might be a little better.
And it might be a little better.
I'm with you.
It just might be.
Yeah. I'm with
you. They're going to turn up. Florida's going to be turning up. Jacksonville's going to be turning up this weekend.
Yeah, they are.
I fucking hate them. I really do hate them.
I hate them too. I do not like seeing Trevor Lawrence on TV.
I hate it.
We're going to give it to them this weekend.
Okay. Give it to them this weekend. I think they win. And which brings us to the final game of Sunday. Eagles 49ers. Going to be a good one. Defensive battle. Off the rip. Give me the Eagles. I mean, the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey. Brock Purdy playing like an MVP. George Kittle Skittles on there, man. They were playing good football at the end of the season. And the Eagles just been in piss. And they stopped running the football with Saquon. A.J. Brown over there not happy. So give me the 49ers plus 4.5 points. They could even win this game. 49ers could be a scary team to look out for this in this playoffs, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back last week, they were sitting some starters and just, you know, week 18 is kind of a slow week. But their last three games, beat the Bears in Chicago, 42 points scored. I mean, at home, at the Colts, 48 points scored. At the Titans, 37 points scored. At the Browns, 26 points scored. This 49ers team is starting to really come alive on the offensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. They can go into a shootout. If they don't have to, you know what I mean? They can score points. And that's what makes this 49ers team so dangerous is they can score points and they have a decent defense to hold them up. They have a decent defense.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. And like I haven't been bought on Philly. I've never bought on Philly. I've never bought on Philly. And this is the year that I've never bought on Philly again. And like you said, 49ers are rolling, man. CMC, he can do it all. And that's really all you need. But when you add, you know, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, the other dog like that. And Brock Purdy, when he hoops, he's hoops.
Ricky Pearsall.
When he plays good, man, he's playing good ball, and the 49ers mm-hmm. are playing good ball right now.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like I said, I don't think the Eagles defense can hold them enough to where Jalen Hurts has the chance to go and maybe match a touchdown or score in that matter. They're not really that much of a high scoring offense like, you know, maybe you're used to, especially with the run game as well. But and I think that plays a factor here, man. I think the weapons for the 49ers can just be too much for mm-hmm. the Eagles. And we're just going to roll with the hot hand, man. Well, I'm going to roll with the hot hand and bang, bang, Niner game against Philly. Bang, bang, Niner game.
Word. So that's going to be a good one, low-key. Low-key, I might take the under on that game, if I'm being honest. It'll be a tough one. That's going to be a run ball hard type of game with two
Run ball hard, yes, and that's how it should be, because I think whichever running back goes crazier, that's who might end up pulling it off.
I would love to see the 49ers force Philly to start throwing the ball. Get a lead and
that's
force
what you want. That's what you want.
To throw the ball, bro. We're going to see them fall apart. See them fall apart quick.
I think you just, you know, expose the Niner game plan. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep, 100%. Good football game right there. Moving on to Monday night, man. We got the all-time Packer, great Aaron Rodgers, hosting the Texans and CJ Stroud. Man, Mike, what you got on this game here, man?
Man, you know with this one, I'm going to roll my boy Aaron, man. I'm going to roll my boy Aaron so the Bills fall off. That's for sure. I think at home on Monday night, they had a good history on Monday night at home. I think they're damn near undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that magic from last week, man, that my boy Aaron got lucky, got blessed. I think they carry it over into this week against the Texans. Texans are good. They really, it's that defense that's really, you know, really good. CJ Stroud, hit or miss whenever he wants to go crazy. And this can be a tough defensive game for him, I think. The total is low, and it's low for a reason. And Steelers love these low total games. Steelers love these grinded out games that are close. And if it comes down to it and it's close, and maybe Aaron has the ball in his hand at the end, that's exactly who I want to have and have my money on and my pick on or whatever it is. That's who I'm going to roll with. So, yeah, man, I'm going to go with the Steelers. I need Steelers to get it done. And this Aaron magic lives one more week. It just goes on one more week.
Word, word. I love Aaron Rodgers here. I'm with you, Mike. That vintage AR, he hit the vintage celly, and then he hit the point to the sky.
I've seen it too many times.
Yes, sir. Man, it looked good, and I think AR feeling himself. I don't think he's going to take this opportunity lightly. It'd be nice for him to see him go get an AFC playoff win, man, an AFC playoff win. Yeah. I would love to see that for him. I think I've been saying it all year, man. The Texans offense is fraudulent. They're not good. CJ Stroud is not good. He cannot carve up a defense on the road. And I'm not going to bank on that. And I'm not going to put my money on this defense that, I mean, I don't think they're elite. Honestly, I don't.
They're a good defense. They're a good defense.
They're a good defense. I don't see. I don't see it. I don't see it.
They're a good defense.
Their secondary is not. I'm not sold on it. And Aaron Rodgers is gonna prove me right this weekend. Give me AR, 21-7, Steelers big win.
Yeah. I mean, if CJ Stroud, I can't lie, if CJ Stroud's on, they win this game. If not, they lose this game, plain and simple. Defenses are going to battle it out. I think, I don't know. I just, Aaron Rodgers, like I said, I would love to see Aaron win an AFC playoff game. And they just need to be on point with him and DK. That's for sure. So we'll see how that goes. If CJ is on, I think the Texans wins this game. If not, then Steelers definitely win this game by a close one. 3-point spread is, I think, perfect for this game. I forgot to mention one game. Patriots Chargers, Big E. Man, I know you convinced me all year. I was trying to hang on to the Herbo train, but damn,
yeah,
you changed my mind, and Jay Herbo is not it. Is not it, and I think they get blown out the water here by the Patriots. Drake May is playing MVP level. Got Trayvon Henderson back there, the rookie going insane. And I just think, it could be tough because they don't have Stephon Diggs. Who knows what goes on with him. But I think they still have enough pieces to score points and keep Jay Herbo in the bag, because that boy, Big E, just convinced me that Herbo is not it, man.
Yeah, and I mean, Stephon Diggs is playing this week.
Is he?
Yes, he is playing. They will have Stephon Diggs on that offense. Drake May, man, he has the MVP, I think, sealed up. He's the right now front runner in the Vegas odds, and I think Drake May goes and gets him a first playoff win at home. And I've been saying it all year. I'm not a Jay Harbo fan. He's just not a. He's not clutch, man. He cannot come through when it matters. And when the lights are bright, he shies away. He gets scared. You know what I'm saying? So, give me Drake May at home. Big win. Chargers don't even have a running back. So, give me Trayvon Henderson, Drake May. Go get it done.
Yeah, man, this is the game I was waiting for a Big E take on, man, because I know you've been talking that talk about these teams the past couple weeks.
Yeah. So. I fucking can't stand both of them, honestly.
I can't stand both of them, really.
But, yeah, man, I know, man, like me and Miss, man, we were rocking with boy Jay Herbo, mm-hmm. trying to rock with him as long as we can, man. And
yep.
Been an up and down season for them. And the opposite has been for the Patriots. The Patriots just been on the come up. They've been on the rise, and that Drake May stock has been rising up too. And I think it keeps rising at least another week. I think I'm just going to roll, like you said, man, the MVP favorite. I think Patriots are clicking on both sides. They're hot. And I had them going to the AFC Championship, honestly, meeting up with Denver. That's how I see it happening. I still think that's happening. I think it's the two best teams in the AFC. Patriots right there, you know, and like I said, I'm bought in on Drake May. Drake May's a dog, man. And with the weapons that he's got, with the inconsistency of Jay Herbo and the Chargers, man, you never know what you're going to get. I think you can rely more on the Patriots to come out on top, especially at home, especially in this playoff and in a home playoff game. New England's, you know, acting like they got Brady back. And it's a new Brady and Drake, man. I like the energy in New England right now. So I'm gonna pick them over the Chargers, man.
It is gonna be cold, and now they're over there spoiled in that dome out there in California. Spoiled. So
spoiled.
They ready to play some cold football in Foxborough. So it's gonna be tough for Jay Harbaugh to do anything.
Be loud. I remember Peyton Manning having to go over there. That horn loud.
Yeah.
That fucking horn so loud. I felt bad for PMF, man. I was like, hey, man, chill out.
Chill out.
Yeah. Man, boys, exciting. Playoff football is here. NCAA college football playoff and NFL playoffs. This will be a fun one.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Tuesday, yes, Wednesday, Thursday.
What a fucking weekend.
It's going to be a fun weekend. With that being said, we might as well bring out our best segment, man, betting with the boys. Each got a couple of picks going on. And no, we covered them all, but this is the money that we're going to lay on for the weekend. Biggie, what you got?
Here we go, man. Starting it off with some college football. We're going to be rocking with Quack Quack, man. The Oregon Ducks, +3.5 points. I said it when we were talking about this game. I think Oregon keeps it close. This game is going to be won by 1 or 2 points. Indiana wins it, but Oregon covers the game.
Yep, you hit it right on the money, man. That's my pick on my lock for the NCAA. I'm gonna get Oregon +3.5. I think they get, you know, Fernando a little you know, ruffled a little bit, get him a little disorganized. I think they still put up points, but I think Oregon does still keep it close. Whether they win or lose, it's definitely gonna be close. So yeah, man, give me Oregon +3.5. Go Ducks.
Love it. Both on the Ducks right there, man. I'm going Ole Miss +3.5 versus Miami. I think Trinidad Chambliss is the QB to take them to the national championship. I love the Miami's defense, but fell in love with Trinidad Chambliss and that offense to cover that 3.5 spread, if not win this game.
Bang. Going to the NFL, man. Wild card weekend is going to be wild. A wild weekend. And first game, man, we're going to be rocking whole lot of cheese, man. Whole lot of cheese. Give me some nachos. Give me a cheeseburger. Give me it all, man. Give me the Green Bay Packers to shred up this Chicago defense. J-Love back. Josh Jacobs back. The gang is back. And LaFleur, man, we said it, man. Time of possession. Call a good game. They pull this thing out. Caleb Williams, sorry, man. Go paint your nails after the game. Give me Jordan Love and the Packers money line. For my next pick, we're going to be rocking with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've been saying it. We're saying it again. The Buffalo Bills just do not have it. They do not have it. And that defense is going to allow points. And to go into Duval and beat this Jacksonville team that's super hot right now is going to be a very tough challenge. If anybody can do it, it is Josh Allen. But I just don't think he got that magic in him. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars money line.
I love it. I love it. Hey, man, I love the first one. I love it so much. I ain't got a choice. I'm going to ride to you. Go Pack, go. Green Bay Packers money line. I just love the spot. I just love everything that is going on right now, how the Pack, everything's coming together. It's really how it is. And no better way than to spoil anybody's playoff chances than the Chicago Bears, especially over there. So, man, give me Jordan Love. Give me the Green Bay Packers money line. Go Pack, go. And then we're going to roll that. Wait till Monday. Like you said, it's going to be a lot of cheese. I'm going to go with cheese on Monday. Aaron Rodgers is going to get it done. I'm going to ride with my boy, man. Ride with my boy. If it's one last time, then it's one last time. But if not, it is what it is. I'm going to ride till it fall off, man. I think they pull it off. Like you said, CJ's not – he's good. But I think that this defense gives him one of those games where –
Who Aaron wants to see. He wants to see the Texans.
Out of everybody,
he's
probably the best matchup that you could get, especially at home on Monday night.
Absolutely,
you got a normal, you know, normal week. You just play on Monday. You got a long week, and it's gonna be cold. If somebody's spoiled, it's Houston in that dome as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And TJ Watt is gonna be back.
And DK is coming back. Aaron's got another weapon that he hasn't had the past two games. So that just leaves me more to believe that Aaron Rodgers has what it takes to get it done. So give me Pittsburgh. If you want, I'll take
him in. Nice. Love it. Me, I'm going with the two MVP quarterbacks on top of the the race here, man. Give me the Rams over the Panthers. That high powered offense of Matt Stafford blows out the Panthers minus 10 money line for sure. If you want it on the lay, Sunday night, Pats beat the Chargers, man. Drake May and maybe the MVP winner just does enough to beat the Chargers and move on to the second round. So give me the two quarterbacks to go crazy for both of these games and you know, move on to the second round because they deserve to, that's for sure. It's gonna be a good one this weekend, boys, and you know, we got a lot of sports coming up. We got March Madness, college basketball heating up the way, Texas Tech men's basketball and women's basketball ranks going crazy this year, so it's gonna be a fun one.
It's heating up, man, and still betting with the boys for this week, for this wild card weekend. We did
forgot about that. Good call. Good call.
A great parlay, man. The boys, we labbed this thing up. We labbed up a plus 1449 on the money lines. Here we go. Starting it off, like we said, Saturday, whole lot of cheese, nachos, cheeseburgers. Come on, what's something else that has cheese in it? A Subway sandwich with cheese, American, mozzarella, Parmesan. It don't matter. Give me GB money line. For the next pick, we're going to be rocking with the Jags money line. 49ers money line. And to end it, man, Sunday Night Football. Drake May, Stephon Diggs, going crazy. Give me the Pats money line. Plus 1449. All money lines. Do not mess with the spreads on this one. Go punt this. Go put this ticket in. It's a four leg plus 1449. And let's go cash this ticket, boys.
100 to win 1400? That sounds
100 to win 1400. Sounds
pretty good to me.
Sounds like a pretty good investment.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. But boys, it was fun. Great to be back, man. It was awesome. Needed this for sure after the break. And can't wait to keep it rolling. Like I said, 100 episode coming soon. Super excited for that. It's been a long 4 or 5 years I've been doing this and super grateful and ready for what this season brings for all of us, boys.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Always a good time, boys. Always a good time. Go Pack Go, baby. Go Pack Go.
Have a wild weekend.
Have a wild weekend, man. Talk that talk. Yeah.